Hello.
Hi, is this Leslie?
This is she.
Hey, Leslie, my name is Toby. You don't know me, but I got your number from a friend. I'm in your psychology class.
Okay, that's...
I know it's kind of awkward. Yeah, I know it's kind of awkward. I heard you broke up with your boyfriend recently, and I just want to know if you're open to dating anybody yet.
I'm sorry. Wait, tell me who you are again.
My name is Toby. I'm in your psychology class. I sit like a few rows behind you usually.
Okay, I'm sorry. I don't know who you are.
I know you don't. But I overheard you saying that you'd broke up with your boyfriend, so I talked to somebody who knows you, got your phone number, and thought I'd give you a call.
I'm sorry, this is just weird. I've never gotten a call like this before, so...
I know it is, but just hear me out for a second. I know it's kind of a weird phone call, but I know somebody who would really like to go out with you.
So you're calling for someone else?
Yeah.
What? Like, I'm so confused by this whole thing.
My buddy... wants to know if you'll go out with him. You know him. His name is Professor
I'm sorry, what?
Our psychology professor.
The psychology professor wants to go out with me and had you call?
What? Yeah. Yeah, him and I were talking after class yesterday, and he heard you were back on the market, so he wanted me to ask you what's up. So, what's up?
Ew, this is disgusting. He's like... 50-something. I don't even... I'm sorry.
57.
This is freaking me out.
He's 57.
He's 57?
Yeah.
That's even worse. This is so...
Well...
Okay, I'm sorry. Is this for real?
Yeah.
I have, like, goosebumps right now. I'm totally disturbed by this. This is so weird.
So the signs that you've been giving him, he's imagining those?
Yeah. He's a mad... I have given zero signs. This is... Ew, ew, ew!
Because he and I were talking after class, and he was like, oh, man, that girl Leslie won't stop looking at me.
Because he's teaching the class!
Oh my God,
disgusting!
You know, I don't...
Why were you talking to him about... I'm freaking out. I'm sorry. This is like...
Don't freak out. Hey, don't freak out. Don't freak out. It's all good.
How can I just... not freak out? He's like my dad's age, and... Ugh.
If you went out with him on one date, you would see that he's way more than just like an older looking guy. There's a lot more to him.
So what is your deal? Like, why would you even be doing this? What do you get out of it?
He's just my friend.
Why would you be his friend? And why would you try and help him get a date with a college girl?
Because he's cool. A lot cooler
he's
than
not
you.
That cool.
A lot cooler
Let
than
me
you,
tell you,
obviously.
He's not that cool.
One night at a party, Professor Gates took a hit off a joint, did a beer bong, then snorted a line off somebody's back. Like, all in one, it was in one beat. It was amazing.
Okay, literally, these are all reasons why I would never go out with him.
It's really too bad you just can't hang out with him. I mean, I'd hate to see your grades fall.
Whoa. Yeah. My grades? Like, I would get punished for not going out with him?
I didn't say that.
Well, then what are you implying?
I'm just saying that he's got a lot of kids in his class, and usually kids who stand out tend to get better grades, and there's no better way to stand out than actually meeting him.
Oh, my. I'm, like, at a loss for words. I don't even know what to say.
I can guarantee.
And the fact that my grades could be affected by this is not fair. You know what, Toby? I'm going to find out who you are, and then I'm going to talk to your counselors, and then I'm going to talk to the dean so that he can fire this professor. Yeah. And then, I don't know,
hey, no.
I'll go to the administration.
Leslie, don't get the professor in trouble. He didn't have anything to do with this. And don't hang up the phone.
Wait, what do you mean he didn't have anything to do with it?
Because this is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you. It's a prank phone call. Your friend Megan set you up.
Wait, I can't believe that Megan did this to me.
She thought she would make you laugh after your tough breakup. And no better way to do that than sleeping with one of your professors, right?
Ew,
yeah.
No.
Now that I put it in your head, you're thinking about it though, aren't you? Yeah.
Oh my God, no.
You go out and get those good grades, girl. Yeah. Get that A.